Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we have music from two artists who passed away in the year 2000, music from trumpet player Pete Minger and sax great Stanley Turrentine. That's coming up very shortly, actually. We're going to start off with some music from Monica Mancini. Yes, she is the daughter of the great Henry Mancini. She just released a beautiful album entitled The Dreams of Johnny Mercer, and we're going to listen to her version of Skylark.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a journey over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane? And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a gypsy serenading the moon. Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. If you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Music from Monica Mancini and her version of Skylark. And that's taken from her latest Concord release. It's entitled The Dreams of Johnny Mercer. She pays tribute to certainly a gentleman who collaborated with her father over many years of songwriting and beautiful lyric writing as well. One of the great losses of the year 2000 was tenor sax great Stanley Turrentine back in September. Shocked many, many people. He was in the process of performing in New York City and became ill and subsequently passed away. We're going to listen to a track from his album entitled More Than a Mood. We're going to listen to something called Easy Walker, and this features Cedar Walton on piano, Ron Carter's on bass, Billy Higgins on drums, and not featured on this track, but on this CD is Freddie Hubbard. So we're going to listen to Easy Walker, and then after that we're going to follow it up with some music from Canadian pianist John Ballantyne from his album Skydance and Opus 4.
Thank you.
from the album Skydance. That was music from Canadian pianist John Ballantyne. And we just heard Opus 4, and before that, from the pen of one of the great songwriters, certainly of the last 30, 40 years, Jacques Brel, we listened to a composition entitled Voir un ami pleurer. It was played for us by sax player Yannick Rio with some nice bass work from Guy Boisvert and wonderful guitar from Sylvain Prévost, and that's from Yannick's album entitled Little Zab. Stanley Turrentine starting off the last set with Easy Walker from his album More Than a Mood. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1 on your FM dial. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to move ahead now with some music from certainly one of my favorite sax players, Jan Garbarek. And this is from his album on the ECM label. It's entitled Rights, and we're going to listen to One Ying for Every Yang. Thank you.
Thank you.
we'll meet in a kiss, in a kiss. Look through the
sultry vocals of Barbara Montgomery from her album Ask Me Now, and we just heard a composition entitled Desire featuring Steve Giordano on guitar, Bob Mishy on trumpet and flugelhorn, Steve Mishy on bass, and Bobby Shomo was on drums. Barbara Montgomery has a brand new CD out where she features some of the music of Chick Corea, and I'm hoping to receive a copy of that soon. I'll be featuring it on a future edition of In Transition. But in the meantime, I'd like to play for you some music from the great bassist Charles Mingus. And this one is entitled Hora Decubitus, which means at bedtime. Now, the genesis of this composition comes from Mingus's memory of how the Savoy Sultans, though they were a small combo, used to outswing most big bands. And Mingus's main focus on this piece is to make it swing really, really hard. Well, I don't think there's any problem with that, because some of the people that appear on this recording include Jackie Byard on piano, Eric Dolphy on alto sax and flute, Booker Irvin on tenor sax, Jerome Richardson on soprano, baritone, sax and flute, Britt Woodman on trombone, Walter Perkins on drums. Recorded in New York City on September 20th, 1963.
Thank you.
music from Seattle drummer Steve Korn with a beautiful composition entitled Change of Heart. And that's from Steve's latest album entitled Pride and Joy on the Origin label. And just in case you're wondering, that's Korn with a K. And Steve Korn has been on the scene for a number of years, having played with the likes of Julian Priester, Larry Coryell, Hal Galper, John Faddis, to name a few. He's also a published author and composer. He's written two books, in addition to articles for Downbeat, Percussive Notes, and Modern Drummer. Steve holds a master's degree in percussion performance from the University of Washington, and he's also an active educator participating in music camps, festivals, and clinics throughout the year. So you might want to pick that one up. It's a very interesting recording. Pride and Joy from Steve Korn. Origin Records is the label. My name is Randy McElligott. I hope you're enjoying the show this afternoon. Before Steve, we heard some music from Charles Mingus from his album Mingus, 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 a 1963 recording, and a lovely composition entitled Hora de Cupidus with that thematic stamp that Charles Mingus seems to inject in every one of his compositions. Well, we're going to listen now to some music, some Japanese music from Kuni Mikami, and East of the Sun. And this is from a glorious CD entitled Peace. It's basically Japanese melody with world beat, and it's a very intriguing recording. And we're going to listen to The Point of No Return. And then after that, we're going to listen to two numbers from the Sweet Jazz Trio out of Sweden. We're going to listen to Jill. And then we're going to follow that up with Cristal and Danfina from this beautiful band. Certainly one of my top picks for the year 2000. But let's start off with Kuni Mikami and East of the Sun with The Point of No Return.
Thank you. 89.1 FM.
Do you miss home? Looking for an affordable way to travel? Well, take the train. Go home more often with Via Rail Canada. Students get 35% off the regular adult fare when using our ISIC card. If you're a full-time student, you can get your ISIC card at any Via Rail station. But that's not all. Buy 6 return trips to any destination and receive 50% off the regular price. For more info, call 244-8289. That's 244-8289. Via Rail Canada, bringing students home.
Thank you.
Very Swedish is the name of the album, and the group is called Sweet Jazz Trio, with Hans Beckenroth on bass, Lars Tornqvist on cornet, and Mats Larsson on guitar. And we just heard a traditional composition entitled Kristallen Fina, and before that, a composition written by cornetist Lars Tornqvist. It's entitled Jill. This is beautiful music. There's 15 tracks on this recording, and every one of them is a gem. Before that, we heard music from Kuni Milkami from his album entitled Peace and a composition entitled Point of No Return. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz on CHUO-FM, 89.1 on your FM dial. And I'd like to wish each and every one of you out there a happy new year as we enter the year 2001. It's been quite a year 2000 for me. In many ways, and certainly one of them has been bringing this fine music to you each and every week, and I'm hoping to continue doing that for many, many more years. Right now, we have some music from another casualty of the year 2000. Pete Minger died. Pete Minger played trumpet and flugelhorn with Woody Herman and Frank West, to name a few. In 1991, he released an album on the Jazz Alliance label entitled Minger Painting. And it features Keeter Betts on bass, Bobby Durham on drums, and Dolph Castellano on piano. And we're going to listen to a beautiful rendition of It's You or No One.
Thank you.
From Belgium, that was the Phil Abraham Trio from their album Freedanes. We heard a composition written by bassist Bert Joris entitled Lucky Thirds. Phil Abraham on trombone, Frederick Favrel on guitar, and Hein Vandegein was on bass, and that's released on the Lyra Records label. And the album's entitled again Freedanes. And before that, we heard the late trumpet player Pete Minger from his album Minger Painting, and It's You or No One. I'll have some music now from musician Carl Seglem, but before we get to Carl, I have a request from a listener who wanted to hear some Rose Murphy. Now, this request goes back many, many years. I've been looking for some music from this sort of quirky vocalist, and I happened to find a 10-inch record here in the studio from Rose Murphy and her quartet. And we're going to listen to Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose.
Sweeter, goodness knows. Honey, 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 suckle rose. Flowers you could sigh. Cheetie, 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 red, red. Honey, 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 suckle rose. You're my sugar. Sweet when you stir it up. But do, dee, dee, up, down, down, baby.
Thank you. 89.1 FM.
Do you miss home? Looking for an affordable way to travel? We'll take the train. Go home more often with Via Rail Canada. Students get 35% off the regular adult fare when using our ISIC card. If you're a full-time student, you can get your ISIC card at any Via Rail station. But that's not all. Buy 6 return trips to any destination and receive 50% off the regular price. For more info, call 244-8289. That's 244-8289. Via Rail Canada, bringing students home.
Anonymous.
Woman. Fallopian tunes. And other sonic stimulants created by women. Every Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Always something intriguing about music from Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, and that last number that we just heard was definitely no exception. That was Almost 12 from their album entitled Left of Cool, and that's released on the Warner Brothers label. And before that, we heard some music from Carl Seglem from the album Sverf, and a composition entitled Ornament, and Rose Murphy before that, from about, I would imagine, the mid to late 40s, maybe early 50s, and her version of Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose. That's a request that was called into the station a number of years ago, and I've just about time to get around to it, no less. Just happened to find the album in the studio, and with luck was able to play it. And it didn't sound too bad, actually. It sounded pretty good. Now we have music from Anton Schwartz from his debut album entitled When Music Calls. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Polk Town. And then we're going to listen to the lovely voice of Miss Renee Lee.
Mama, can I come to your house? Please, what do you say? I'll try to be good. No fighting, begging, or tumbling. I can't always put in words the way that I feel, so I'll cry until you give in. Papa, plug the video game in. What do you say? I'll play my brother. It ain't no fun with another. I can scream and punch him till he sees it my way. Don't get mad, you know I love him. What'll we do with these two? Now there are three and there's only you and me. We're not mom or dad, and they're really glad, because they know we're their personal property. Nana, can you buy me a toy? Please, what do you say? I know at Christmas your bills were over $1 million. If you're gonna go and get me one little thing, make it two. Don't wanna share mine. Ba do da do ba do da we ba ba do ba da ya do do da da do ba ba do ba da.
To be part of the family. Nana, can you come play at my house? What do you say? And bring my papa. I'll eat my supper for papa. And if you take me home with you, I'll never come back. Mom and dad can come to visit. What do you say? One more on the way.
You put a lyric like the quirky Nana, What Do You Say, in the hands of Renee Lee, and boy, she really works her magic on that one. That was from her album, I Thought About You. And before that, Anton Schwartz from the album When Music Calls, we heard Polk Town. Well, we're going to poke around and listen to some music from Bill Frisell from his album Good Dog, Happy Man, and this one's entitled Big Shoe.
Thank you.
Just a sampling of some of the new music from Jessica Williams, released on the Jazz Focus label. That's from her latest album entitled Blue Fire, highly, highly recommended. We just heard an original from Jessica entitled Blues 2K, featuring Dave Kaptian on bass, Mel Brown on drums. Scott Hall is also featured on this album on tenor sax, and I hope to play more from this release in the upcoming weeks. My name is Randy McElligott. I hope you enjoyed the show today. In Transition is the name of the show, and I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, German news, music, and commentary with Oswin Lowe until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.